connecting commerce to your community. Bridgeport Regional Business Council President and CEO Dan Onofrio. Now on Melissa in the Morning. On WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's a top story for today's news. Sikorsky Aircraft laying off hundreds of workers in the state who were involved with the canceled Army Scout helicopter project. And of the 400 Connecticut employees losing their jobs, we learned 350 of them are from the location right here in Stratford. And so we have Dan Onofrio here. And Stratford, I know, is one of the municipalities that the BRBC works with, and they talk to a lot of business owners and people who are in and around the town. And I wanted to know, first of all, our thoughts on this. I mean, we're talking about, I know it's not a huge percentage when you look at the entire team for Sikorsky, but 350 people out of a job now in Stratford, that's kind of a bummer. I think that's a huge deal. I also think that this has to have a trickle-down effect on the many businesses that are across the street or very close to the Sikorsky location in Stratford that are now going to suffer because those workers are no longer there. So I'd love to get your take on that, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. Yeah, you know, we never like to hear these stories. You know, we expect it. I think we spoke about it when the announcement of the Army canceling that contract, or not the contract, but just not going forward with that particular program. You know, we expected there's going to be some consequences, and there always are with these kind of things. And it's not unique to Sikorsky. You know, every business goes through an evolution as they shift their talent to other programs. Yeah, we've had conversations with Sikorsky over the last couple of days as they were, you know, looking to make the announcement to their employees. And I got to say that they're doing their best to, you know, redeploy the talent that can be moved over their skill to other programs within the organization. But also, you know, a couple things. The supply chain that supports Sikorsky is something we've talked a little bit about too with our manufacturing partnership that the BRBC convenes. And, you know, it is an opportunity for a lot of the supporting services that go into other components for Sikorsky. I think you've heard it many times across the state in employment conversations in Connecticut with jobs. You know, we don't have enough people to fill the job opportunities. So we're really hopeful that we're going to be able to help the Sikorsky and Lockheed make the connections with the other businesses that actually support them and hopefully get these folks into roles and jobs within Connecticut that, you know, indirectly or directly support Sikorsky and their programs and their components that they deliver. You know, we had a really great conversation with the Aerospace Component Manufacturing Group here in Connecticut. They support a lot of the Aerospace Alley. There's, I don't know, 35, 40 companies represented within that organization. So I know Sikorsky's done a lot of outbound conversations with those organizations to again, hopefully find positions and match opportunities for these employees that are going to be getting displaced. So, it's part of life. It's part of business. It's an evolution. You know, businesses shift, you know, and we look forward to them going back on the hiring front once, you know, these other programs get online. Get, you know, the Valley and Greater Bridgeport, you know, the employees that are being impacted today, you know, hopefully get them in other roles that will keep them here, not only in the Greater Bridgeport community, but in Connecticut in general.
So that's a really good point, Dan, because I know just earlier this week we had Paul Lavoie on, who's our chief manufacturing officer for the state of Connecticut. And I know that engineering, manufacturing, you know, this sector, we have so many opportunities in Connecticut. And so when this happens at Sikorsky, unless I'm not understanding you correctly, do you think these 350 workers, do you think they've been given options, you know, hey, if you can't stay at Sikorsky, here are, you know, things that you'd be doing equally just for this company in Connecticut? Like, do you think that they're being given, other options or opportunities to say, hey, we don't want you to have to leave or be out of a job, but here's where you can go and basically do the same thing just for a different company? Like, do you think that that's happening?
Well, I know the talent acquisition team at Sikorsky and Lockheed are working very hard to identify opportunities for their employees. They even said to me that, you know, this is the first time in a long time that they've done this outbound approach where they're really reaching out to, you know, organizations like mine that are convening manufacturers. So as we talked about before in the show, you know, so the BRBC has a partnership with the Southwest Connecticut Manufacturing Group. You know, they're representative of 400 manufacturers in Fairfield County. Now, they all don't support Department of Defense work, but, you know, they all need engineers. They all need, you know, talent. And so they've sent out an outbound communication to those organizations to say, hey, listen, you know, we've got talent. Let's see how we can marry some opportunities. So I don't know if they've gotten to the point. I can't speak to that fact of if they got to the point where they've identified a specific role that they can match up. But I know they're doing their best to identify the opportunities and get them in front of these employees that literally just got word that, you know, they may be losing their job in a few weeks. So that's
encouraging.
Really good news.
Yeah,
that's really, really good news. And like I said, you know, we all know that the jobs are here in Connecticut. We have them. You know, Paul LaVoy, I know him and I speak often, and it's just a matter of making sure that we can connect the opportunities. So May 15th, you know, ironically, May 15th, which I think might be the last day for some of these employees, you know, we're hosting our third Manufacturing Career Expo at the University of Bridgeport. And new this year is we are working on bringing in a component of interviewing and identifying talent with the open jobs that are in Fairfield County. At our manufacturing businesses, and actually using technology to help screen and line up talent for the manufacturers that want to participate in this pre-screening / hiring event in the afternoon on May 15th. So you know, it's the opportunities are there. And I you know, when I was talking with a colleague of mine yesterday, you know, I'm hopeful that many of these employees, yeah, they're committed to Connecticut. You know, hopefully they're raising their families here, and they don't look to say, hey, maybe this is an opportunity for me to go elsewhere and start fresh, a new chapter in my life somewhere outside of Connecticut. Because, you know, Connecticut is a great place, you know, and in this area of Connecticut, and Connecticut in general, for that matter, just has so many opportunities. So we hope we can be aggressive about connecting them with opportunities. Of course, we're saddened to hear that, you know, some of them are going to be losing their jobs, but I do think and I do feel strongly that there are opportunities out there. We just have to help them look.
There's such a need. Yeah, there's such a need for that, for those roles. And again, we have Dan Onofrio here of the Bridgeport Regional Business Council. Dan, you had mentioned very briefly before that there are a lot of businesses that support basically supplying the materials for Sikorsky Aircraft. And actually, this was a question from one of our loyal listeners, Pat in Stratford, who had said, when we lose these contracts, what does that do? You know, so not so much the layoffs, but more the contracts. So we lose this Army contract, and I believe it's not the first, it's like the second one we've lost for Sikorsky in the last couple of years. What does that then do for like the ripple effect for these businesses in Connecticut supplying materials so that Sikorsky can continue to build what they are building?
Oh yeah, you know, the supply chain gets impacted 100% because now, you know, these supply chain manufacturers are building components for a very specific product, right? End product, and now that product either is going to be sunsetted or discontinued. So then they have to shift their production line, the supply chain manufacturers, their production lines to accommodate the future need, which they don't know what the future need is, right? Until, you know, the new contract comes down the line or a new product gets created. So it's always this ebbs and flows of continuing to adjust and modify. It's a really intriguing industry, manufacturing in general, not just for the Department of Defense stuff, but there's always constant change. And, you know, and so for sure there's a ripple effect there. And hopefully those manufacturers or those organizations don't have to have a future reduction in force you know, because now their production line is not producing or there's not enough need to produce what they've been producing at the volumes before, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's always a ripple effect. And that further, you know, impacts our economy because now these families that would be spending money, you know, in our local communities, you know, they're probably thinking twice about going out to dinner or going to a show.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Exactly.
It's always
like anything. It's that trickle-down effect. It's very true.
Yep.
Dan Onofrio, I appreciate you weighing in on this, and certainly we'll continue to track what goes on with Sikorsky and how it impacts us here in Connecticut as the news continues. But thank you so much. I always appreciate chatting with you and getting your business perspective.
You got it, Melissa. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you again. Dan Onofrio of the Bridgeport Regional Business Council here on WICC.